brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Coming up on Saturday, May 21st, is the second annual International Learn to Fly Day, an event organized by EAA, but participated in by many other groups, as well as local airports and flight schools. Today I'm talking with Ron Wagner, the Manager of Field Relations for EAA, to find out more about it. Ron, can you tell us how this got started and what's in the works for this year?
Okay, Mary. Back in 2009, Tom Poboresny and other aviation leaders here at AirVenture in Oshkosh made it an announcement during AirVenture that I believe they said it would be the third Saturday in May would be International Learn to Fly Day. And we put a program together, and last year, although we don't have good statistics on how many flights were actually taken, we know that there were hundreds of events all over the country. We created a website, which is www.learntofly.org, which focuses on it, and you can go to that website and you can see two sides to this site. One side is if you're thinking of learning to fly, if you've ever dreamed of flying, you can click on it and it'll take you to our calendar of events where you can find an International Learn to Fly Day event. And right now we have just under 200. Well, I shouldn't say just under. It may be 200 by now. When I looked at it a little bit earlier today, it was 180-something. And we've had new events being added every day. So we're hoping to have an excess of 200 events today, which has exceeded my expectations. I thought I'd be really lucky if we had 100 to 150 events, because actually Young Eagles Day, which is a well-established program, has about 150 events on International Young Eagles Day. So we believe it's going to be very successful. And the idea is very simple. Introduce a young, not a young person necessarily, though it can be, but introduce someone to flying, whether it's your next-door neighbor, your best friend, somebody that has maybe talked about flying in the past but has never taken that first step. Take them beyond the chain-link fence and show them that the airport really can be a friendly place. And take them for an introductory flight and introduce them to a flight instructor if you can, or whatever you can do. If you're not a pilot and you want to introduce somebody to aviation, take them out to the airport and introduce them to a pilot, and maybe that person will take them for a ride. But the idea is to grow the aviation community, get more people involved. And what we're trying to do with International Learn to Fly Day is show that it is within your reach. It doesn't have to be that difficult, whether you decide to become a sport pilot or a commercial pilot with an instrument rating. You take it one step at a time, and it can fairly easily be done. And it's not too late. You can still get involved. If you want to host an event, if you want to do something for International Learn to Fly Day, go on there, and we have all kinds of resources there, everything from downloadable certificates to guidance to an offer to get you listed on our EAA calendar of events. And all of this is free. So we really invite you to help us grow aviation on May 21st.
What's going to happen after this May 21st event to keep them interested?
Well, what we're asking our members to do is do some of the follow-up. If you've taken somebody for an introductory ride and they seem to be enjoying it, ask them to go to your next EAA meeting. Ask them to go with you to the airport when you're going. Ask them to go flying again. But do make a little bit of effort to follow up. It's hard to break into something that you know nothing about. And what we're asking the aviation community to do on this day is break down that barrier, help these people to overcome that shyness. How is a new person that's coming out to the airport for the very first time going to get past that chain link fence? And this is what we want you to do, or our members and the aviation community in general to do, is to take people beyond the chain link fence and tell them that on that other side of the fence, there really is a friendly, welcoming community.
Okay, and it's not just EAA who's involved in this, right? There are other groups as well?
I know AOPA has something going on in Frederick that day. I met with Jennifer Storm, who's their public relations person, who's heading up their efforts. And she was excited about what they're doing, and I hear this from other aviation groups. I've had many, many calls from flight schools and fixed base operators and EA chapters and pilot clubs all over the country and mostly in the United States, honestly. I mean, most of our members are in the United States, but really from all over the world. I had one from Ireland earlier this week. So things are happening, and it's a first step at trying to get the aviation community to start growing again. You know, it's not just the job of the flight school to promote aviation. If we love aviation, as I think almost everybody that's listening to this broadcast probably does, then we need to share that enthusiasm and get someone new involved.
Okay, well, thank you, Ron. And again, that website at learntofly.org has a lot of information. It's very easy to find an event near you. You just type in your zip code and it will bring up events nearby. If you want to host an event, it gives you all the information there. And if you're a pilot and you want to participate and offer rides to people, I guess you can find that information there too.
Yes, you can. And even if you're not a member of a chapter, you're not a member of a group, you're an individual pilot, hey, go for it. Take someone out, give them an introductory flight, give them an orientation ride, whatever you want to call it, and get somebody new. Invite somebody new to the airport and to go flying that day.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Again, that was Ron Wagner from EAA talking to us about International Learn to Fly Day coming up on May 21st. This is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.